You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Some businesses have proposed the need for tougher laws on people who are homeless, including trespassing people for antisocial behaviour. Organisations have criticised this approach, saying that harsh punishments are not the answer. I spoke to LifeWise Chief Executive Officer Haihaitu Barrett about these proposed laws and possible alternatives for mitigating homelessness. What are your thoughts on the calls for harsher punishments for people who are homeless, such as trespassing notices for rough sleepers?
I think the first response would be in regards to that would be heightening isolation for family whānau who are experiencing rough sleeping. We already have a high level of streety whānau that aren't able to access into service provision such as health or social. So if we start with bylaws like that, we will continue with the isolation and segregation of our people coming in to gain health or social access.
What do you think are some more effective alternatives to reducing and eliminating homelessness?
First thing is around understanding and being more aware that homelessness is an effect from generational trauma. A lot of our people that are experiencing homelessness do have health and addiction issues. They are usually disconnected from their immediate family. So when they are within a streety, homeless, rough sleeping situation or even an emergency or transitional housing, they do have the ability to have relationships within certain community environments. So for us to look at homelessness in the entirety, we really have to look at the root causes.
What sort of support does LifeWise provide?
LifeWise is a very large non-government organisation predominantly delivering suites of services within the Auckland region. So we start at the early childcare age group with a number of ECU centres across Auckland. We have youth housing, we have adult housing, we have outreach street services on Karangahape Road, we have addiction services, we have accommodation. We also have services catered to the needs of our elderly that are living in their homes for independent living, and home care services where people are able to remain within their homes and families are able to be addressed within their home environment. We also have the Mana Whānau program where we do not believe in foster care, and we have teams that work intensively with the families within their home environment. So a very large organisation.
What are some of the biggest challenges you come across in your work to mitigate homelessness?
Well, the political environment is always going to be a challenge around resource, workforce development and resourcing a fit-for-purpose workforce to work within the space. So challenges are always around professional development, ensuring that people who are working within the space are well-equipped. And so it's really around the government fund that ensures that LifeWise are capable to be able to deliver our services.
What sort of actions can the general public take in supporting LifeWise and other organisations in supporting people who are homeless?
We have a number of fundraising opportunities. We're known for our flagship event, which is the Big Sleep Out. We've ran that for a number of years, raising community awareness, having more corporate involvement. So how our public can help us is continuing to provide support to the workforce that we have, but also the ability to be able to donate, and whether that be financial or volunteer work, but, you know, really being a part of the LifeWise movement.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just around that LifeWise doesn't work in isolation. We work in key partnership with iwi partners in the areas that we serve in, and we also believe in a collective approach around ending homelessness. It's too big a work to work alone.
That was LifeWise Chief Executive Officer Haihaitu Barrett speaking to me about alternative approaches for mitigating homelessness.
We'll be back after the break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.